Blog Talk Radio.
We live in an age that desperately needs godly men and women who are filled with the Spirit. The book of Genesis opens with the dynamic, creative activity of God. The book of Genesis opens with the creative action of God. We read in Genesis that the Spirit of the Lord brooded over the face of the roaring deep, or the Tehom, or the vast, dark nothingness. And it was through the power, the creative power of God, that creation emerged. In the book of Hebrews, we read that the things we see were not made with things that do appear. And so there's a powerful physics at work in the book of Genesis. And it is through the creative power of God that is called Bara. In Genesis 1, we have Bara Elohim. We have the power of God at work, bringing order, bringing from randomness and emptiness and a vast empty wasteness, God brings forth creation. In the book of Genesis, we see God taming the chaos monster. Also in the book of Genesis, we see that God not only engages in creation, but God engages in de-creation. That is, God engineered the ontological collapse of the creative or the creation that he had made. And God does this through the Mabul. We use the term flood, but the Hebrew uses the term Mabul, M-A-B-B-U-L. And the Mabul denotes originally the heavenly or what appears, that is part of the cosmic ocean. That is the fountain of the great deep or creation is returned to its primal state, that is, the original primal sea. God engineers the ontological collapse of the antediluvian world. Well, why? God does this because of human evil. Now, mind you, men, Jesus said in John 3, love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Notice the ontology. Notice the connection. Man, agape. Agape is the word that's used in John 3:16 for the love of God. For God so loved. It is agape. It is a noun of action. And agape denotes divine self-sacrificial love. And then Jesus said that man, agape, darkness rather than light. Man, agape, scotia rather than phos, because their deeds were evil. And so God brings to an end his creation in the book of Genesis. God destroys destroys the world that he created. But then God also brings back that world, or a different world, or a different creative order in the book of Genesis. When we turn to Genesis chapter 18, verse 20, we read, "Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sins so grievous, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me." The words Sodom and Gomorrah in Hebrew are Sedom, C-E-D-O-M, and Amora, M-O-R-A-H. And then the term Sedom denotes burning, and the term Amora denotes submersion. And so we are talking about a culture that inhabited that was located in the valley of Sidon, the Dead Sea. And so God goes down to observe their treacherous behavior, their destruction of the creative order, their, as it were, their ignoring of what it means to be a man and what it means to be a woman. And so in Genesis 19, we read these words, beginning at verse 3. "But he insisted so strongly that they go with him and entered his house." This was Lot. "He prepared a meal for them, baking bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, 'Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we can have sex with them.'" And so it is from this word, it is from this behavior, this moral self-estrangement, that we get the word sodomy. The word for men in Genesis 19:4, though the word has been translated as men in Genesis 19:4, is the word enosh, enosh. And the root is anash, A-N-A-S-H, A-N-A-S-H. It means to be weak. It also means incurable ones. It means those who are sick and frail. It means a malignant disposition of mind in Jeremiah 17:9. And so God went down to the cities of the plain and he destroyed them for their actions, for their behavior, for their evil. Now, the Dead Sea, as it is called, this region, or the Salt Sea, is where we believe that these cities are under the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is 1,286 feet below sea level. The Dead Sea is 40 miles long and 10 miles wide. It is divided into two parts by a narrow strait. So this is the result of human behavior and the practice of atheism, and this is the result. Man goes off into moral estrangement, as he did in the early part of the book of Genesis. God destroyed the world with a flood. Here God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah with fire. We go to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah deals with the social collapse of Judah. Because the people let go of God and embraced idolatry. Idolatry is evil, sinful, criminal activity. It is behavior on the part of a believer which destroys all relationships that are of real value. Idolatry is an evil, an incurable wound of the soul. Now, Gerhard von Rath said of Jeremiah, whose name means the Lord exalts, or the Lord establishes. Jeremiah is a prophet of renewal and hope. The keynote of his ministry is conflict. He is dealing with the estranged and the self-estranged people of God. Gerhard von Rath wrote of Jeremiah, quote, "His thoughts constantly revolve around the tremendous bondage in which man is a prisoner of his own opposition to God." That one statement is a summary of the book of Jeremiah. And in Jeremiah 1, we have the call narrative. Then in chapter 2, I want you to hear the incredible language that God uses with regard to his people. Jeremiah 2:9, "Therefore I bring charges against you, declares the Lord." He is suing them. God is suing his people for breaking the contract he had with them. "And I will bring charges against your children's children. Cross over to the coast of Kittim and look, send to Kedar and observe closely. See if there has ever been anything like this. Has a nation ever changed its gods? No. Yet they are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glory, their kabod, for worthless idols." And then the appeal is to the heavens. Verse 12, "Be appalled at this, O heavens, and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord. My people have committed two sins. One, they have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and two, have dug their own cisterns, or broken wells, or broken bowls, or that cannot hold water." Jeremiah is a book of renewal and hope in the face of horrible, self-destructive attitudes and behavior. The people turn from Yahweh to meaninglessness. Verse 22, "Although you wash yourself with soda," that is a symbol of self-righteousness, "and use an abundance of soap, the stain of your guilt is still before me, declares the sovereign Lord." God goes in to legal discovery beginning in Jeremiah 2, and God finds that his people are in apostasy. And apostasy is irrational. Atheism is irrational. And notice, in verse 5, this is what God says of his people. "They have followed worthless idols and became worthless themselves." Please note, we become that which we behold. God help us. We live in an age that desperately needs godly men and women filled with his spirit. May God bless you this afternoon.